Let's talk about something basic now, your clothes and what they're made of. The demand for cotton is on the rise around the world, but cotton producers are having a hard time keeping up with demand. They've been hurt by increases in extreme weather and drought, and that creates challenges for clothing makers, some of whom are looking to alternatives, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
VF Corporation is one of the biggest clothing companies you've never heard of. But its brands include Lee and Wrangler jeans, Timberland shoes, and the North Face. It also makes uniforms for police and major league sports teams.
So VF is a large purchaser of cotton. We buy roughly 1% of the cotton available in the world.
Letitia Webster is VF's Senior Director of Sustainability, whose job it is to both reduce the company's greenhouse gas footprint and reduce its risks from climate change.
Some of the biggest impacts actually come from cotton.
Cotton grows commercially in most countries around the world and is very resource intensive to cultivate and process. On the one hand, agronomists say it's relatively hardy because it grows in hot climates. But its Achilles heel is water. It needs it for growing and processing, but too much water can also kill it. Several years ago, bad weather events in China and Pakistan hit Webster's company's cotton supply and its bottom line.
So we actually do want to diversify. We want to make sure that we are insulated from some of that.
VF is training 400 Chinese farmers to switch to new kinds of cotton plants that use less water. And Webster says VF's labs are also developing futuristic alternatives. Fibers grown from bacteria, for example, and adhesive fabrics that can repair themselves to improve a garment's longevity.
I think in the aggregate, it is all about actually reducing risk, which actually does cost.
One thing the company is doing today is increasing its use of recycled polyester fibers developed by a company called Unify. Unify is a polyester yarn maker that operates just 50 miles from VF's corporate headquarters in Greensboro, North Carolina. Unify rode the 1970s boom in polyester, but like many textile makers, lost business in the 1990s to cheaper international competition. Roger Barrier is president and chief operating officer for Unify.
We've downsized to about 50% of what we were, but we were still losing money. So we really had to rethink our strategy, and what we decided to do is look to innovation.
7 years ago, Unify sought to save itself some money by turning plastic waste, bottles and leftover polyester scraps, into yarn.
Flakes here. So it starts from a bottle, and the bottle is washed and then chopped up into these flakes.
At the Unify plant, these plastic flakes travel noisily through metal pipes. Machines melt, extrude, and spin them into a textured string the company calls Reprieve that closely resembles yarn. Reprieve costs a premium to produce, so for almost a year after development, it sat on the shelves without a buyer. Then things changed. Consumer interest in recycled goods picked up, cotton prices spiked, and companies like VF went looking for alternatives. Now, Reprieve is used in performance athletic gear, fleece jackets, and backpacks. Demand is growing 20% a year. The Unify plant has already expanded, and Barrier says to secure a supply of used plastic, Unify now funds campaigns promoting recycling.
Our goal is to increase the recycling rate, so we have plenty of material available, which should reduce the cost.
And cost is a key issue. A fleece jacket made with Reprieve uses no cotton, a lot less water, and produces two-thirds less greenhouse gas than one made from unrecycled fabric, but it's also more expensive. Back at VF's headquarters, Letitia Webster says that for now, the company is eating that extra cost.
We can't charge more for the products right now. It has to be just baked in.
It's all part of a costly upfront investment the company is making in order to attract customers to the new alternatives. Over time, Webster says the company hopes to bring its massive scale to bear and incorporate cotton substitutes into more products. She says that will both reduce the cost of the newer materials and shield VF from climate change risks. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.